Hope you're enjoying an amazing Thanksgiving. You're listening to a pre-recorded episode of The Maggie Don Show.
Familiar highways, lying when leaves turn brown, making my way back into my hometown. Funny how this all looks different, but it feels the same. Like how life never stops changing, but some things never change. So fill your plate and fill your drink, and fill this house with family, the kind of love that all these years can't wash away. 'Cause the older that I get, I see the life is short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day.
Thank God for this Thanksgiving Day. My thanks to my producer, Cardi, who's making me cry on Thanksgiving Eve with the amazing tunes he's dropping. Thanks to each and every one of you for tuning in. My name's Maggie Don. You're listening to The Maggie Don Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I've had with me this entire show my good friend and now yours, Dan Terrio. He is a First Nation person. He is celebrating Thanksgiving with each and every one of you and me and Cardi today here on the show. I love this. This is the second time we've done this, Dan.
Yes.
And it's so nice to be here again with you. I'm glad that we're putting a marker down and we're gonna do this every year. If I'm on the radio around Thanksgiving, you're coming on the radio.
I love
with
the
me.
Dialogue.
It is so good. Join this dialogue and have a great conversation with Dan and I and Cardi. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're doing a little of Thanksgiving best practices. We've talked about good ways to thaw a turkey and not, and the don't use the microwave.
Don't use the microwave.
You just don't, no, don't do that. So we've been doing that, and I promised everybody I would explain the difference between stuffing and dressing. It's really complicated, y'all. Oh, yeah. I hope you're watching on YouTube. Take a note. Or on Facebook or on the thing that used to be called Twitter. Stuffing is cooked in the bird. Dressing is cooked in a casserole dish. That is it. The stuffing means it's actually stuffed in the bird. Yeah, you are super unimpressed.
Seriously, I waited.
I know, big buildup.
I waited till now. And
little Occam's razor business. Now, I will tell you what my secret three ingredients for stuffing or dressing, depending on how it's getting cooked. And usually I make so much of it that it's both stuffing and dressing. Like I'm baking some of it in the bird and there's a separate casserole dish. 'Cause I'm from Wisconsin, y'all, and we want... like half the plate is going to be stuffing, one quarter, like 1/8 sweet potato, 1/8 mashed potato. And then the last quarter is going to be a mix of white and red meat with a ton of gravy on it. Mm. Like that's my plate distribution.
Can they touch?
Oh, yeah.
Because there are some people that are very picky about their food touching.
When you're eating Thanksgiving food, the food can touch. It's all beige. I mean, like, what is the, like, if all of the
but
food
some flavors,
is beige.
But some flavors don't go well together.
Listen, y'all, like Maggie Rule, if all your food is beige, it can
it's
touch.
All beige.
It's all beige, it can touch. Okay, here are my, like, absolute killer stuffing ingredients. If you put these three things in your stuffing, it will be a number one. People will want to eat this again.
Okay.
Okay? This is actually the real deal. The whole conceit about stuffing and dressing was just so that I could share the three secret magic ingredients, okay?
Okay.
All built up for this. The first one is Italian sausage, sweet Italian sausage drained.
Okay.
Okay? Sweet Italian sausage, if you get like the real deal from Glorioso's on Brady Street in downtown Milwaukee, it has a ton of fennel in it. Fennel is such a beautiful fall flavor, okay? The second one is don't use the onion. Please don't do that. Use a leek. A leek.
More flavor.
Yes, way more flavor, like cooked down in a little butter. Oy. Mm. And don't forget to salt your leek when you're cooking it down. Okay?
Yep.
Third and finally, and don't mess with these too much, okay, is the green apple. It is tart. It also, as it cooks, gives off and sort of dehydrates into the stuffing, right? Mm-hmm. And you end up with the sweetness from that. Now, if you want to get really adventurous, you can throw some dried cranberries in there as well. That always sorts out. But my three magic ingredients, if you want to have the best stuffing you've ever eaten, is the sweet Italian sausage drained. Secondly, the leeks cooked in butter with some salt. Don't forget the salt. And then thirdly, some green apples diced up. Absolutely delightful. Cannot miss every time.
I don't like stuffing.
But this sounds good.
This sounds good. See, my thing is, it's a lot of bread, so all I think about is carbs. And I'm like, well, which you shouldn't think about carbs on Thanksgiving, but it's got meat in it. And that's where I will, you sign me up at meat.
And when you stuff it in the bird, that Italian sausage, fennel, yes, it gets into the bird. It is to die for. Mm. And by the way, this is like back from the early to mid 90s Bon Appetit recipe that I stole this from. Remember, if you're of a certain age, I'm talking to you out there, when you'd pull the Bon Appetit recipes and there'd be like 30 ingredients in them. You're spending about 25 minutes in the spice aisle. You got to ask somebody, where is the thus and such? Because you've never heard of it before. Yeah, that Bon Appetit magazine from like the mid 90s.
The millennial in me was like, what are you talking about? I don't even know.
You used to get a magazine to get recipes out of it? What are you even talking about? I have no idea.
No idea.
I do. I still have a recipe box, for crying out loud.
I mean, I inherited my grandma's recipe box when she passed away. And because I, of course, out of all of the grandkids, was the cooker, baker person of the family.
Yeah, I love that. When we come back, we're going to take care of a little bit of business at the bottom of the hour. When we come back, I'm going to tell you the story about how I blew about 100 New Yorkers' minds when I lived there with something that I made for a party. Mm. Like, they had passed through the looking glass. All of them were like, well, I could move to Wisconsin. That's totally a thing. Is this how all the food tastes there? Because this is amazing. I'm going to tell you that story when we come back. We're going to do a little movie trivia with Dan Terrio, my special guest host, on this pre-Thanksgiving celebration. I appreciate each and every one of you. Keep it locked right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. And join us, of course, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Keep it locked, y'all. Because the older that I get, I see life short and bittersweet. Thank God for this Thanksgiving.